The following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from New Hartford, Iowa. Participating in today's public affairs program is Darren Svensson of KDEC Radio and Decorah. Darren, you can go ahead with your questions for Senator Grassley.
Senator, 8 years ago when President Obama was first running for president, one of the promises he made was to shut down the prison at Guantanamo Bay. He still seems committed to that, floating out the idea of possibly taking some of the prisoners located there and moving them to U.S. soil. What concerns do you have with that idea?
Well, not only for Iowa, because there was some talk of putting them in Thompson Prison across from Clinton, Iowa. That was concern to Iowans. Then there's talk of South Carolina or Kansas. That's concerns of the people of those states expressed by their senators. It isn't so much that they would be imprisoned here that bother me. It's that the president thinks that if they're in this country, on this land, they ought to be go through our regular court system, which means that they would be able to use the forum of our courtrooms, which are open to the public, for propaganda purposes, for the extreme Muslim religion that they believe in, and their anti-Western demagoguery. And outside the fact that they would be court-appointed lawyers and have a whole bunch of appeals that you normally don't get through a military commission, holding them responsible and trying them for the charges against them that's going on at Guantanamo Bay. And then you always wonder, if he wants to close Gitmo, then is he going to return Guantanamo to Cuba, where it's been in jurisdiction of the United States since the Spanish-American War, 1898. And the value that it is as a naval base for our national security is very important, and all of those things. So I don't think he has the authority to do it, but he's tried a lot of things where the courts have said he's either been illegal or unconstitutional. So don't forget, he'll probably try. Will he get away with it? We'll probably know a couple years after he leaves office, after the courts get done with the whole situation. In the meantime, if these people are in our courtrooms in continental United States, then you're going to hear several years of propaganda from them. That's going to be fully published in our papers and on our TV and our radio.
A measure was passed recently to make sure the government would have enough dollars to keep going through December 11th. Do you feel that any ideas out there like defunding Planned Parenthood, as well as defunding possibly the Affordable Care Act, will be brought up prior to that time, which could lead to some shutdown chaos here in another month?
Yeah. What you stated in your questions are legitimate. Let me attempt to clarify, but I may make it more controversial, and that is that what we decide to do is the federal government can borrow money through March 2017 to pay the bills that we've already incurred, not to say we can spend more money, but part of the debt authorization bill included a compromise between the Congress and the White House, a compromise I disagreed with, that we ought to spend $80 billion over what we decided in April to spend over the next 2 years. So then you have that issue that's got to be decided then between now and December the 11th on how to divide up that $1.1 trillion that includes the $80 billion additional expenditure among the various departments of government. So the appropriation bills have to be passed yet at this point. Government will shut down December the 11th if we don't get the appropriation bills done, but I believe the appropriation bills will be done because that $80 billion decision was what basically held up appropriation bills that normally should have been done by September 30th.
Related to the other chamber of Congress, Paul Ryan has taken over as House Speaker. Do you feel that chamber will function better under his leadership?
Yeah, I believe there's going to be a honeymoon at least through the next election. So I think the next 12 months are going to be fairly smooth going in the House of Representatives.
Related to the issue of immigration, reading about the debate held in Milwaukee on Wednesday night of this week, so many opinions related to that immigration issue from the Republican Party. In your mind, do Republicans need to get on the same page on that issue, or at the very least be a little bit more willing to accept some different viewpoints on that issue?
Well, I believe you won't get them on the same page until we have one candidate instead of 15. And you'll probably be putting up with this through next, hopefully by April, this will all be decided, and we'll have one candidate with one issue. It's easier for me to give you my view, which coincides with some of the candidates, but I'm sure that I'm a little bit different than all of them. I think we need to secure the border first before we even talk about other things, because I think it's going to take confidence. We have to build the confidence of the American people that the border's secured, that it's not going to let people that are undocumented into the country, and then at that point discuss all the other things that deal with immigration. Now, an exception to what I said would be if we could deal with some things dealing with legal immigration, like agricultural workers or high-skilled workers, things like that, I believe those could be handled and help our economy and help the immigration system. Some of those things need to be changed because they aren't working the way they were intended to work, but I believe we could work those, find a consensus on those things. But Democrats don't want any immigration bills to pass without what they call comprehensive immigration, which could include building the wall, although I don't think most Democrats want to do that. But it would also deal with the issue of legalization before you even build confidence in the American people that we have stopped the seepage into the country, and the wall would do that. And no immigration bill gets passed. An outstanding example of something that should pass but won't pass under this scenario is the thing called Kate's Law, where a person that's been an aggravated felon being deported, and if he comes back into the country, he get a five-year minimum mandatory sentence. The purpose of that is that Kate was killed by a person that had been deported and come back in five times, but there's 121 other people that have been murdered in the five-year period of time before that, so they won't even allow Kate's Law to be passed. Now, we're going to try this again within the next month, I think, to get Kate's Law up, but with their attitude towards no immigration bill unless it's a comprehensive immigration bill, it even keeps murderers from coming back into the country.
Got time for one more quick question?
And this is probably a little bit more open-ended than the ones I've asked to this point. You've just recently surpassed the 12,000 vote total in the Senate. Looking back at your lengthy legislative career, what vote are you most proud of? And if there's one vote you could take back, what would that be?
Well, the one vote I'd be most proud of would be passing, now this goes back almost 30 years, passing the False Claims Act, which has brought $43 billion back into the federal treasury. Just read its use in a smaller case within the last week. It brought in $12 million of fraudulent used taxpayers' money back into the federal treasury. Just in one little case. But anyway, then the one that was most difficult was when I was one of only two Republicans to vote against the Persian Gulf War, 1991. if I had to take a vote back, it'd probably be the first time I ever voted to increase the national debt, which would have been in July or August of 1981, my first year in the United States Senate, because I never voted to increase the national debt prior to that time, and it's been a slippery slope since.
Thank you, Darren, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.